A novel trial has commenced in Australia which is testing the proposition that the pneumococcal vaccine might help to prevent atherosclerosis and therefore heart attacks and strokes. In fact, you may have already received a letter about it from Medicare. One of the study leaders is John Attia, who's Professor of Medicine and Clinical Epidemiology at the University of Newcastle. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you very much.
So, John, what's the observation that makes you think a vaccine could work here?
This is based on about 20 years worth of animal models in atherosclerosis, which is the buildup of fat in the arteries, which indicated that the pneumococcal vaccine, when given to mice, seemed to protect them against the progression of atherosclerosis.
So this is like an accidental finding?
It is. It looks like there's something in the cell wall of the pneumococcal bacteria that looks like the bad cholesterol that builds up in the arteries. And so when you vaccinate the mice, the antibodies that you generate cross-react and seem to eat away at the plaque.
So what happens in mice does not necessarily happen in humans. Human evidence that that works?
That's right. So at this point, there's 6 or 7 studies that have looked at what happens in humans in the 2 to 4 years after they get the pneumococcal vaccine. And it looks as if there is indeed a reduction, perhaps around 25%, in the number of heart attacks and strokes. But the problem is selection bias. The criticism is whether people who get the vaccine are more plugged into their GPs, more interested in their health, have better lifestyle habits. And so the only way to really
Or the opposite, because Aboriginal communities get pneumococcal vaccine a lot, and it tends to be younger people or people who've had their spleen out for various reasons. So it's not necessarily good evidence because they tend to be younger or indeed sicker.
That's exactly right. So potentially the effect of this vaccine could be even greater than what we're seeing.
So let me get this right. So what you're saying is that if from the mouse model, part of the pneumococcal vaccine looks like the bad form of cholesterol.
Not so much. There's a fat in the pneumococcal cell wall that looks like oxidized LDL, and that's the form of cholesterol we find deposited in the plaque already. And the thought is that the antibodies that are generated by the vaccine bind to the plaque and actually help clear it, to chew away at the plaque.
But you don't need to be infected by the pneumococcus for that to happen.
No. This is not so much suggesting that pneumococcal is the infective agent triggering heart disease. It's in fact the opposite, in the sense that people who get a pneumococcal infection clinically appear to develop these protective antibodies.
So if you've had pneumococcal pneumonia, you seem to get less heart disease.
Yes, that's right.
So what's the trial you're going to do?
We're hoping to recruit 6,000 patients, so that's 1,000 at each of the participating centres across Australia, which are Newcastle, Gosford, Canberra, Melbourne, Perth and Adelaide, and basically randomising people half to get the placebo vaccine and half to get the active vaccine. We're hoping that people will give us permission to link with their hospital records, and to put it simply, we'll just count the number of heart attacks and strokes in the 5 years following the vaccine.
And these have got to be people who are at some risk of heart disease rather than just the general public.
That's right. So we're looking for people between the ages of 55 and 60 who have 2 out of 3 risk factors for heart disease, either high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or overweight.
And you're relying on them to tell you that?
Yes. So we're recruiting through Medicare.
Which is one of the reasons why we're doing this story. Health Report listeners might actually get a letter in the mail because you're going to send out thousands of letters.
That's right. So 5,000 letters have just gone out 2 weeks ago to 5,000 people at each of those 6 centres, and we're hoping people will be generous and participate in the study with their time.
And is there any harm from the pneumococcal vaccine?
No. So in fact, the pneumococcal vaccine has been around for over 20 years, and it's well tolerated, very few adverse events. It's been tested, you know, for a long time.
Because there's more than one form of the pneumococcal vaccine.
That's right. There's both the protein vaccine and the polysaccharide vaccine. And it's the polysaccharide vaccine that seems to have this protective effect.
How long before you know any answers?
We have to wait 5 years of follow-up, and then it'll probably take another 2 years to get the health records linked. So we're probably looking at 7 years before we have an answer.
So don't rush out and get your pneumococcal vaccine just yet.
Not yet, no.
John Attia, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you very much.
John Attia is Professor of Medicine and Clinical Epidemiology at the University of Newcastle. And don't miss tonight's Australian story about the amazing Danielle Tindall, a tireless advocate for young people with cancer, who's developed, this time a rare cancer, a second time, and has found a drug which appears to work, but where our system of drug subsidy isn't flexible enough to deal with.
10 years ago, I saw her recover from being an absolute skeleton to back to being a normal person again. That's not out of the question that we can do it again this time.
I just never was scared of relapsing. I think I was too busy or too enjoying everything to worry about if my cancer came back. It's not the case now.
If we don't have our health, we don't have anything.
Here was my calling.
Danielle is someone who has fought really hard to make a difference to people like me, and to see that she's having to go through it again and fight cancer again is really devastating.
She's someone who's contributed enormously to society and to the community, and at this one point in time where she really needs us to give back, we've abandoned her. And that's got to be unacceptable in anybody's terms.
It's like putting a gun to your head and saying, your money or your life.
No one can tell.
That's Australian Story tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC One or later in the week on iView. I'm Norman Swan and this has been The Health Report. I hope you can join me again next week or download a podcast from ABC Radio National's website.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.